WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. Israeli special forces continue to try and wrest control of four sites from Hamas fighters, while the country also works to free perhaps 100 Israelis who have been taken hostage in Gaza.
Massive airstrikes over the Gaza Strip, bringing down entire buildings. Some of the tallest buildings in Gaza have been brought down. The Israelis say they're targeting Hamas command and control, but they are now having to work out how exactly they're going to respond because they have to negotiate this incredibly delicate situation of their own people, perhaps more than 100, perhaps more than that, regular Israeli civilians among them who've been taken hostage and are now somewhere in Gaza. So we're waiting to see what the fuller response will be on the Israeli side.
ABC's James Longman, more than 1,100 people killed in the conflict, Israel reporting more than 700 deaths and Palestine over 400. Israel's military vowing to end Hamas's rule of Gaza, foreshadowing a wider conflict. This is ABC News. The nation's growing labor movement continues as auto workers continue their strikes against Detroit's Big Three. Now the stage is set for a UAW strike at Mack Trucks. Workers rejected a tentative agreement Sunday and are expected to walk off the job Monday morning. A federal judge declining to halt a scheduled execution in Texas.
A federal judge has denied a request to stop the execution of a Texas prisoner who had alleged in a lawsuit that the drugs he is to be injected with were exposed to extreme heat and smoke during a recent fire, making them unsafe. The Texas Attorney General's office says testing done shows otherwise. Jedediah Murphy, 48, scheduled to be executed Tuesday, was convicted of shooting an 80-year-old woman, Bertie Cunningham, during a carjacking. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
2 months after the deadly wildfire in Hawaii, West Maui is set to reopen to tourism once again. Many business owners who rely on tourism welcoming the move, while other members of the community say it's too soon. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa! Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friday edition of As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to be here with you. Greg Bach is on the board and my very good friend Carol Kane sitting across from me in the studio today here in downtown Waukesha. How you doing, lady?
You know what? I'm doing good. I'm doing very, very well. Thank you. And you?
I am doing great. Greg Bach, I know you're running a little on fumes.
Oh, I'm doing great.
You're doing great.
I can't wait for someone to push me into a lake of coffee.
He's had the Milwaukee Comedy Festival is going on through this weekend, so
he's
had a very, very, very busy schedule.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, for sure.
Hey.
So, anyhow, you showed me more pictures of the baby. She's adorable.
She is adorable. Kristen and Mike's daughter, Frances, she's been sharing lots of photos with us. If you would like to take a look at Frances, all you have to do is go to our Twitter page, right, Greg? At As Goes Wisconsin, As Goes Wisconsin.
You can do that. Follow Instagram. Actually, Instagram and TikTok and Twitter will all have that intro of Frankie Lou to the world.
Our newest listener in her As Goes Wisconsin onesie.
Right, I know, it's really
it's very cute.
Great. Yeah,
and Kristen, the plan is again, she's going to be joining us next Wednesday from 10:30 to 11. Still not sure if she's going to come out here and bring the baby with her, or if she's going to join us on StreamYard, but that will be next Wednesday, so we can give you all kinds of Frances updates.
Great.
And let you know what's going on. Coming up next hour, we do have a couple of guests, including our friend Dr. Michael McCutcheon. We'll be here to fix your life. If you have questions for him about your relationships or about your job or your direction in life, you can always text in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, and we will have Dr. Mike take a look at your life.
Okie doke.
Right now, though, we're going to kick things off on a Friday morning with a little naked talk.
Okay, let's do it.
We all remember the World Naked Bike Ride in Madison last summer.
Uh-huh.
And
it happens here, too.
It does happen here, and I want you to share your experience in just a moment. But there was a 10-year-old girl whose parents brought her to the naked bike ride, and she participated in the ride. And is that appropriate?
No.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
If I had a daughter, that was these parents' decision to bring her to this. But now a GOP-authored bill before the Senate Committee on Health, Substance Abuse, Children, and Families will broaden the scope of Wisconsin's public nudity law to cover any nudity that is intentional as opposed to indecent exposure.
Oh, got it.
Which is
how it's
defined right now.
Sure.
So Senate President Chris Kapenga said, if you agree people shouldn't be allowed to expose their genitals in public and that minor children shouldn't be paraded through the streets and photographed, then I encourage your support on these bills.
Okay. Well, okay. I wouldn't have done that with my daughter or my son, either one.
Right.
Maybe I'm a prude. I don't know. I just think that that's probably something that they should. They don't even know their own bodies at 10, you know. So why are we doing this? I don't understand. Now, that being said, it was a couple of years ago, and I was at Glorioso's Market over on from Brady.
Oh, sure, I know it well.
And my girlfriend and I were shopping, and we came out, and I was like, "What? What's happening? What's happening?" And it was the naked bike ride. And they were, what was funny to me was I felt bad for the guys because I'm like, those bicycle seats can be kind of rough.
Yes.
You know?
That's not necessarily very comfy.
No. And a lot of them, instead of, they were completely naked, but a lot of them had baseball caps on. It's like, what are we doing? what's happening?
Protecting their modesty.
And, but there were a number of, like, lining the streets. There were families watching this happen. And I was just kind of, I felt weird. I, you know, because they are completely naked. And it's not like they're, how do I put this? Body's beautiful?
Not necessarily. Well, and that's part of the whole point of this.
Right.
Is to promote body positivity.
Fine. You know, however you want to spin it. Fine. Fine. But I was transfixed. I couldn't stop. I was just sitting there, you know, and I literally went home and I was making, okay, don't write to me because this is the absolute God's honest truth. I was making spaghetti with Italian sausage. Okay. Let me tell you, I felt dirty with Italian sausage. I was like, what are we? Oh, golly. But, I mean, there were hundreds of participants.
Oh, yeah. It's very popular. This new measure being proposed, Senate Bill 477, would bar individuals from bringing anyone under the age of 18 to attend an event at which a group of adult participants intentionally expose their genitals, buttocks, or other intimate parts in a public area.
Well, okay.
It would also prohibit anyone from taking photos of a child at any such event if the photo depicts nudity. And I, at least for me, that's where the issue comes in with this little girl being photographed. We have a lot of sick people in this world.
Right, right.
I don't think they need encouraged or help.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a big issue. Currently, state law prohibits publicly and indecently exposing genitals or the pubic area. The proposed bill eliminates the requirement that exposure must be indecent, instead replacing it with intentional exposure. A violation would be a Class A misdemeanor, each offense punishable by up to $10,000 in fines, 9 months in jail, or both. This is according to an article in the Wisconsin State Journal. So I guess my question for you, do we need this law? Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Dane County Supervisor Jeff Weigand said Thursday, proponents of this bike ride have said they believe this is about their freedom to protest. I ask, what about my freedom? What about my freedom to walk around, walk down the street, and not be assaulted by nudity?
Right. Well,
I would ask that person, what about, you know, all the people that you're proposing laws to hinder their existence? What about their freedoms? Why is your freedom more important than other people's freedom, sir? Why?
That's a good question.
Also, when we talked about this topic a while ago, this is when we got the call from a guy who said if we didn't support, basically, he said the fact that we weren't coming out wholehearted against this and chastising the parents, that we were trash.
Oh, yeah.
Trash icon.
Trash icon, Greg Bach.
Okay. There's a difference between this being out there. Here's where I stand on this. I don't think that I should have to walk down my regular street and see this. If I'm on a nude beach, totally different scenario.
Absolutely.
I do this willingly, and I want to participate in, you know, my nakedness with all the other people. But if I'm just sitting, like, just right, Jane, we're sitting here looking out onto Wisconsin Avenue in Waukesha. I don't think I would like to see a whole group of naked people ride by. Am I a prude? I don't think so.
I don't think you're a prude. I do think American society as a whole is a little bit hypocritical about sex and sexuality and our bodies.
Right.
I do, but I don't disagree with you. I don't really want to see that. And when my husband and I were overseas, this is a number of years ago, we were in Greece and we did go to a nude beach.
Uh-huh.
Which was an interesting experience.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And as you said, it's not necessarily the ideal body type that's walking around in all their glory. But, you know, that's, again, it's about acceptance, body positivity. But I don't know if we need organized naked events. Don't we have nudist colonies for that?
Well, they're called naturalists now.
Oh, I'm sorry, naturalists.
Oh, there you go. We used to have Sunray Hills down in Burlington.
Right.
I don't think that exists anymore. And I've been there. When I worked for another radio station, we did our show down there.
Oh, you did?
Twice. And I will say this, I had to embrace it because I was there willingly. We were doing the show.
Sure.
But when we got... I was given a tour in a golf cart after the show.
Uh-huh.
And the guy sitting next to me...
Was naked?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it bumpy terrain?
Well, I will say this. I did see things that I really didn't need to see. Like, there was a guy bending over backwards, fixing his roof as we drove by. And I was just like, oh, boy. Look at that. There you have it.
I feel like I know you so well now.
Yeah. But I had to accept and embrace because I was there.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, naked bike ride. Yes, no, what do you think? Karina from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Karina. What do you think?
Hi.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, the question about personal freedom, I would say if you want to go naked, go ahead and naked. But don't make minors who depend on you a decision to do that. I don't care whether they wanted to do it or not. They are not responsible for you are as an adult. And I think that exposure is a cheap exposure. This is not a child topic to talk about it, and children have to have a childhood and not standing in the parade naked for their parents. That my point. You want to run around with your genitals hanging out left and right, all these goodies, I don't want to see it. But if you want to do it, fine, wonderful. Don't make other people do it, especially minors.
Thank you,
That's
Karina.
My understanding.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. If you want to check in on the naked bike ride, yes, no, nah, not so much. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 5 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Lows dip down to about 32 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 51 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 38.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Rye. Greg Bach is on the board, and my Friday co-host and my very good friend Carol Kane is sitting across from me. And you said a friend just texted you what?
We're the Thelma and Louise of radio. Somebody, because I posted, I like to promote. Once again, let me just say too, because I'm very honored to be able to do this. I'm going to be here every Friday through the rest of the year.
Yes.
While Kristen is on maternity leave. But I always like to promote, you know, that we're going to be here. So I posted on Facebook and somebody posted a picture of Thelma and Louise and said, dynamic duo.
Yeah,
there we are.
I hope we have a better end than they did.
Spoilers.
You know what? But here's the deal. Maybe this is something that I can talk to the doc about after 11 o'clock. It's like every now and then driving off that cliff doesn't look like such a bad idea.
It's tempting.
Yes.
It's tempting.
Yeah.
And Greg Bach, I'm going to have you look a listener. When we were talking about this months ago and that you were going to be joining me, and I had joked that people call us radio legends, and that's only because we're still alive. It's right. Because we haven't died yet.
Right.
And a listener sent us a link to a song called We're Not Dead Yet.
That's hilarious.
And I think that needs to be one of our bumps on Fridays is We're Not Dead
Yet.
Well,
you know what, though, Jane? Honestly, to have been, once again, it's an honor. It has to have been in this business in one community for as long as, I mean, both of us are like Methuselah. We've been around forever.
Yep.
But it's an honor and a privilege to have been accepted by this community and have them embrace us and know. Like I had to have this out of example. I had to have my air conditioner serviced.
Yeah.
And the guy was standing in my kitchen, and all of a sudden he looked at me and he goes, "Are you like the Carol from the radio?" And I go, yes, I am. And he goes, oh my God, I love it when you're with Jane. And you know, I was really very nice. And he goes, I listened to you guys for so long. And I go, okay, pump the brakes there, dude. I know I'm 64 years old, but you know, don't need to rub it in. But it really, I was just, it's such an honor. It really is.
I agree with you. And to be treated like family, or to be treated like a friend.
Right.
You know, because you and I have shared a lot of details about our lives over the course of 30 plus years. And yeah, it's just, it's an amazing welcoming.
Yes.
And for which, like you absolutely. Said, we are very, very grateful.
Yes, absolutely.
So anyway, we're going to change the subject real quickly here. And I know it's a lot of people have covered this already, but I certainly think that we have to address this as well. A man with a handgun went to the Wisconsin State Capitol on Wednesday demanding to see Governor Evers.
Yeah.
He was shirtless with a dog on a leash.
He had a dog on a leash, which is, that's a bold move.
Yeah. And wanted to see the governor apparently about domestic violence against men, which is a thing.
Right.
And that's not something that we joke about, or we all take that very seriously, because that certainly does happen.
Domestic violence across the board is
wrong.
Wrong. Right.
But so he got arrested. He managed to post bail almost immediately. 9 o'clock at night, he's back at the state capitol, this time with an assault weapon that's right. loaded.
Right.
And they arrest him again.
Here's, there's so many aspects of this story that are really disturbing.
Yes.
So many aspects. I would question his mental health, obviously.
He's being held for observation now.
Yes. And I wouldn't think that if you want to address domestic violence, that you would show up someplace with a handgun and then a semi-automatic later on in the day.
Right.
That's a wrong
approach.
Yeah, I don't understand the thought process on that, which is why I'm questioning his mental health.
Without a doubt. And again, he's being held for observation and obviously has some issues. But I do think the rhetoric that we have been tossing around for the last 5 to 6 years about harming other Americans and harming fellow Americans who disagree with us, words have power.
Right.
Words are powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way we frame things and phrase things absolutely makes a difference. And I think we need to be careful. Ron DeSantis
right.
said at a rally that when he is made president, as soon as he's in office, he's going to start slitting the throats of federal employees.
Okay.
That's a quote, slitting the throats. Donald Trump.
What's he doing?
Trump just said, if you shoplift, you're going to get shot before you walk out the door.
Well, no, that's not going to happen, obviously. I just don't. Yeah, you're right about the whole word thing. I just don't are they listening to themselves?
I think they're trying to replicate when Trump stood on the podium and said, I could shoot somebody in the middle of Times Square and I would get votes. I think what they're trying to do is trying to find their own version of that talk. And they're just coming off sounding insane. Because the original statement's insane.
But it's also dangerous.
Oh, absolutely.
It's dangerous. And the demonizing of political opponents and then putting targets on them. Maybe no one is saying directly, go attack this person. But when you joke about Nancy Pelosi's husband being assaulted by a man with a hammer and then making jokes about it at a fundraiser, you are almost giving an implicit okay for this kind of behavior.
I just, don't they have that little man that lives in their head that stops these words from coming out?
I don't think so.
Because, I mean, there are certain times that it's like, I have something I want to say, but I keep my mouth shut because it's not going to be the correct thing to say.
It's called an internal edit button.
Right.
We are coming up against the break. We have the bottom of the hour news on the way. When we come back, it's going to be the best, the worst, and the most arrogant of the week. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Radio Gaga.
Radio Gaga. All we hear is Radio Gaga. Radio Gaga.
touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israeli special forces continue to try and wrest control of four sites from Hamas fighters, while the country also works to free perhaps 100 Israelis who have been taken hostage in Gaza.
Massive airstrikes over the Gaza Strip, bringing down entire buildings. Some of the tallest buildings in Gaza have been brought down. The Israelis say they're targeting Hamas command and control, but they are now having to work out how exactly they're going to respond because they have to negotiate this incredibly delicate situation of their own people, perhaps more than 100, perhaps more than that, regular Israeli civilians among them who've been taken hostage and are now somewhere in Gaza. So we're waiting to see what the fuller response will be on the Israeli side.
ABC's James Longman, more than 1,100 people killed in the conflict, Israel reporting more than 700 deaths and Palestine over 400. Israel's military vowing to end Hamas's rule of Gaza, foreshadowing a wider conflict. This is ABC News.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
We had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Wisconsin, Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach on the board, Carol Kane sitting across from me in the studio.
It is shocking to me, though. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that baby is a week old already.
I know, and she's so cute.
Yeah, she's really cute.
She's so cute. If you want to check out little Frances Louise, Kristen and Mike's daughter, already a week and a day old.
Yeah.
Go to Ask Us Wisconsin, either on TikTok, on Instagram, or on Twitter.
Okay.
And you can go to my Twitter. It's just Jane Matnair. And I reposted their little introduction video of Louise in her... And everyone should Everyone should have an Ask Us Wisconsin onesie.
I have one.
You do.
It's ill-fitting and embarrassing.
But we're hoping to have Kristen on the show next Wednesday and give us some updates about what's going on with her life. Before we get on to the best, the worst, and the arrogant of the week, I want to back up. We have a couple texts about the naked bike ride in Madison. And now some lawmakers are talking about making that illegal and instituting fines and things for intentionally, wouldn't be considered indecent exposure, but yeah, just exposure.
Okay, you know, now let me ask you something, Jane, before you get to the text real quick. What if they what if they rented out like an entire park and you had to pay to get into the naked bike ride to be a part of it? Do you understand what I mean?
Instead
of having it out in the public.
In the public.
Right.
That's an interesting idea. I'm not sure how that would work logistically.
Yeah.
But yeah, that might be
okay.
An option.
All right.
But again, the whole point of the naked bike ride, from what I understand, is to encourage body positivity and less dependence on fossil fuels.
Well, be positive in the park.
I mean, it's also two things you're talking about. You're talking about the naked bike ride itself versus whether or not children should be allowed to participate
in those events.
I mean, those are two very distinct conversations.
Right. Lynn from Oconomowoc checking in on the text line at 844-967-2789. Just close your eyes, turn your head, go get coffee. I'm a very modest person. After a shower, I wear a beach towel in the locker room. While some women groom at the mirrors completely nude, I probably won't participate in the ride or watch it. However, I support the riders and the parents of the girl who was 12, either 10 or 12, who attended. John from the Falls, good morning, everybody. The naked bike ride isn't for me and not something I'd be interested in observing. However, Republicans have been pushing for absolute control when it comes to children, their personal pronouns, for example. For the man in Madison who's so concerned about his own right, how about the rights of my kids to read any books they want to read, or the right to not have active shooter drills so they know what to do when someone is hunting them down in their schools?
That text should be printed out, framed, and hung on a wall somewhere.
Or certainly sent to some lawmakers.
Oh my gosh, it was beautiful.
And another one from the 715, I feel nudity should be desexualized and normalized. If you don't like what you're seeing, simply don't look. Like so many things, each parent should be allowed to make their choice of how much their family is exposed to and participates in nudity. That being said, taking or having photos of nude minors should definitely be illegal. Absolutely. In my family, we talk about nude bodies and normalize nudity within our house. I don't think we would participate in public nudity ourselves, but if we came across it, I wouldn't make a big deal out of it and would talk about it with my kids and then keep on moving through the rest of our day.
Well, yeah, okay, fine. That's, everybody has an opinion on this, and that's fine. I did not walk around my house when my kids were little naked. I just didn't.
Right.
There's a sense of modesty that, you know, I do know for a fact that Elizabeth walked in on Lou after he got out of the shower.
Okay.
She was young, and I know he was mortified. Because he had just gotten out of the shower.
Sure.
And she was, I don't know how old she was. I mean, she was young. Probably about 8-ish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she and her girlfriend were trying to find him, and they just went into the bathroom as he was stepping out of the shower.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, I felt so bad for the poor guy. But I just think that what Greg said is valid. Two very distinct conversations need to be held.
But I think that text about normalizing
nudity, I agree with that.
You're absolutely right. And that's where I think as a society we're a little bit hypocritical, because we use sex to basically sell just about everything.
Right.
And yet when it comes to nudity, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. You know, I don't look in the mirror when I get out of the shower. I race past the mirror. It's like, I don't need to see that.
Right.
You know,
like I certainly wouldn't inflict it on anyone else.
Heavens to Betsy. No, I mean, you know, I'm just grateful I've been married for almost 40 years and he doesn't care that, you know, things are sagging a little bit.
Gravity will always win.
Right.
Gravity will always win.
Right.
All right. Anytime you want to check in with us, 844-967-2789. You can call and or text if you're watching us on Facebook or Twitter. You're on the live stream. You can also leave a comment there. We check those as well. Good, the bad, and the arrogant of the week. I think this is a good thing. In the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning, a bill under consideration, Carol Kane.
Okay, got it.
Would allow spouses of veterans to be admitted to state veterans' homes before the veteran themselves. So if your husband was in the military.
Yes.
His wife has Alzheimer's.
Okay.
She would be allowed to go into a state veteran's home before he's even there so she can be taken care of because she has Alzheimer's.
To be honest with you, I already thought that was the situation.
That is not the situation.
Because we actually, the list of benefits that are available are pretty unbelievable.
Extensive.
Because Lou was a Vietnam vet. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Lou served during the Vietnam War.
Oh.
So we went and signed up for benefits, and there are a lot of things that are available for me, but I really thought that was already the case, so apparently not. No. Okay.
Senator Joan Balwegg of Markesans, who is one of the bill's authors, says she has heard of instances of veterans gaming the system and entering a home before they need to just so they can get care for their spouse.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah,
they're trying to get in maybe long before they need to be there so their spouse can be taken care of.
Well, I think this is a good thing.
I do, too.
I mean, I really think that this is a good thing. If there's health issues that can be taken care of. And it's not like it's free.
No.
You know, I mean, it's just the fact that if you're the spouse of a military person, man or woman, yeah, I think it should be extended to you.
Well, and those spouses make sacrifices, too.
Military
families make a lot of sacrifices.
Yeah. Well, this was way before I met him. But, you know, and... He kind of shied away from applying for benefits because here's the deal. He was in the military band. He got plucked to be in the military band.
Okay.
He was Army. He played the bass trombone, and he was really good at it. And he did it professionally for a long time. And so he always says, I don't deserve this.
Oh.
I didn't serve in combat. And I said, yeah, but you got the uniform.
He was honorably discharged.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's an interesting process to go through. So I hope that this does go through. I really do.
I do, too. Spouses deserve a place to go as well as the veterans. They paid the price when the veterans served. They were at home. Maybe they didn't have their veteran to help them financially or personally. Many raised families without veteran spouse because they got shipped out. So hopefully this will move forward. And again, I, like you, kind of assumed that that was already the case, but that was not so.
Yeah, okay.
So this
interesting.
This is actually seems like good legislation.
This is wait, do you smell that? Is that progress?
it does smell like progress.
Oh, I like it.
I know. It does smell like progress. So that is our good for the week. The bad is the GOP in disarray.
Well, yeah, we know that.
I mean, Kevin McCarthy just got ousted.
Right.
You know who this really benefits? This benefits Russia.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they love this.
Well, of course they do.
They love this. Anything that makes America look weak, confused, disorganized. Russia and China. They love this stuff.
Sure. Right.
That's not good.
You know, at some point in time, can we get our crap together?
That would be nice.
And
something to shoot for.
Yeah. A goal.
A goal.
A political goal.
It's always good to have a goal.
Well, I think we all know that the GOP has some problems. There are problems on both sides of the fence,
But the two parties are not the same.
No, they're not. And we've seen it with the debates, and we've seen it with some of these rallies and things like that. And the GOP, right at this particular juncture, is coming off looking like a bunch of doofuses.
Who don't want to govern.
Yeah,
well, who don't really seem to want to govern.
Well, in all honesty, Jane, we said this before we even got on. I don't know why anybody wants to get into politics these days, because it's such a crapshoot. And, you know, the thing is that they just look like they look like clowns.
They look incompetent. They really do.
I mean, the only part, and to tell you the truth, I do like Nikki Haley. I like the fact that she's got some cojones. You know what I mean? She doesn't come out. She comes out
swinging.
Yeah. Good for you. And I think that that's probably, if I was ever going to vote GOP, I'd be leaning towards her, because she's a woman.
Is she? No, I'm just kidding. Of course she is. I'm kidding. and then this is an absolutely horrible, terrible idea. And this is in the National Review. Bret Baier from Fox News is going to be hosting a closed speaker candidate debate on Monday between Steve Scalise, Jim Jordan, and Hearn. I'm not sure who Hearn is, but apparently also someone who is interested now in running for Speaker of the House. This has never happened before, as far as I can tell, that they had a televised debate of the candidates.
No, this has never happened before. I have a clip of what that's going to sound like, though, for everyone who wants to. It's just crying babies. Just, it's the Democrats' fault. Yeah. We're here. That wasn't Frankie Lou. That was grown adults whining about making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year that we pay for.
That's your little preview for Monday night's debate.
Yep, I should win awards.
You should. Yeah. We'll put that in for next
year. Where is this taking place?
It's going to be done from the Capitol, and it's going to be on Fox.
Oh, I thought it was in the ninth ring of hell. My mistake.
Whose idea was this?
Probably Fox.
This is silly.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. We got 2 minutes left. I want to get to the arrogant. Aaron Rodgers this week called Travis Kelce Mr. Pfizer because Kelce had a Pfizer ad running. And of course, we all know that Aaron doesn't need to be vaccinated and doesn't believe in vaccinations. So he was dumping on Travis Kelce on the Pat McAfee show. I think there's some sentiment, there's some sort of moral victory out there that we hung with the champs and that our defense played well. Pat didn't have a crazy game, and Mr. Pfizer, we kind of shut him down a little bit. He didn't have a crazy impact on the game. I think Aaron Rodgers is jealous that he's not getting enough attention, because now everybody's watching Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
I agree with that.
Right?
I actually just said that to somebody the other day, because they were talking to Jordan Love, and he was doing a press thing, and I said, this has got to be killing Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. And you know what?
Good.
Too bad, boo-boo.
Yeah, no kidding.
Too bad. All right, we're coming up against the break. We will be back in just a moment. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents.
sense. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The ants are coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people, no machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Lows around 32 overnight under clear skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, 33. Low 50s Tuesday, warmer on Wednesday with highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 38.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. AM and...
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Friday morning, Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane sitting across from me in the studio. Coming up next hour, Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life.
Okie dokie.
If you have questions about a relationship or your job or anything like that, any kind of lifestyle stuff you would like some help with, you can always text us at 844-967-2789 or send us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Changing gears a little bit, so we're talking food and restaurants.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee just got kind of a nice acknowledgement.
Yeah, it was the New York Times. You're going to have to look it up because I lost the link. But the New York Times went through the 50 best restaurants in the nation. And the... It starts with a B, Jane. Why am I blanking?
Not Balestrieri's.
No. It's down in the Third Ward area. And it was named as
Bacchus?
Like... No. Bray's or something like that.
I think it's Bray's.
And so it was named like one of the best restaurants in the nation.
Wow.
Which I thought was really very, very nice.
It is.
Really very... Because we don't usually... You know, we're Chicago's stepchild.
Right.
And we always have to bow down to what's happening in Chicago. And we have some really fine restaurants here in the area. And they just don't get as much love as they should.
As they deserve.
Right.
Yeah.
We have some, well, look at Adam Siegel, you know, Chef Adam Siegel. I mean, he's won so many awards. And I've seen him at cooking contests and things like that. And, Kohler Food and Wine Experience, they highlight a lot of the local guys that are great. You even have great places like up into the Sheboygan area. The Black Pig comes to mind that's up there. There's a couple of other places that are really, really good. And people always think of like Kohler as having like the Immigrant Room and, you know, those kinds of places. But you've got other great, great restaurants in the area. So it was nice to see that Milwaukee got a little bit of love.
Getting some love, absolutely.
Bray's is an absolutely amazing restaurant.
Is it?
Very delicious. And what I like about them is Bray's, it conjures the idea of meats. If you are vegetarian or vegan, you call ahead and you tell them, and they will prepare or reimagine dishes to fit your dietary
needs,
which is very, very nice. Another one that was great, on Farwell in Milwaukee that's gotten, I believe, not a James Beard Award, but it's got a nomination, is Ardent.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
What kind of food do they eat?
It's a chef's menu. So whatever they're cooking up, that's what you're going to eat. And they're going to give you 10 small courses. And you think to yourself, well, I'm going to be hungry in 20 minutes. You will be stuffed to the gills.
10 courses is a lot.
Yeah. It's amazing. But real small things, just bite-sized stuff. It's real, but it's gorgeous. The food is amazing. And it's down to like the owner, he's like, yeah, my mom made the napkins, you know, like it's there's no pretension in this room of absolute like cuisine.
Okay, here's my question though. Is there pretension in the food?
I mean, you can find it if you want that because it is small and but like what Bridget and I did, when my wife and I did on our 5th anniversary, we went there and we actually sat at the bar. And when you sit at the bar, I always tell people, I don't care if you go to a diner or a 5-star, 3-star Michelin restaurant. I don't care. If they have a bar, sit there. You will have more fun than you've ever had in your life because you're going to interact with the staff. And the owner was there and we were drinking and we were having wine. He was like, let's do some shots. And then they signed our menu and said, happy 5th anniversary. Oh. If you go to Arden, ask for the bar seating. I tell you for the Noble, but unfortunately they closed. That breaks my heart. They were a great restaurant as well. But Arden, if you have it, it is expensive.
Sure.
Right.
It's a once in an every once in a while, but
very
it's
special
amazing note. Food.
Because my only issue is I am not a pretentious food person, and I don't want kumquat infusion in my saffron rice with
you're more simple.
With whipped, egg whites.
Some foam or something. Yeah.
I don't.
That's exactly what you'll get there, so you should go there. Because you will have fun, and they won't make you feel like less than because you don't have the palate or the snooty attitude. You're like, oh, this is really good. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
And
you never know.
They're not going to judge me?
No.
I'm not going to be food shamed?
No, absolutely not. They are so fun and so nice.
And that's the one thing that, because I used to participate, I used to MC, they would have chef competitions at Cathedral Square. And I used to MC those. And these guys are just as homegrown as they come, really.
The chefs?
Right.
Yeah.
And when I used to MC the Midwest Chef's Tent up at the Kohler Food and Wine Experience, same kind of thing. And they may have put a bit of pretension in some of their food, but like most of the time, it's the simpler, the better.
I agree with you. If the ingredients are good.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. There's a guy out of Madison, it's Latois. And he is phenomenal. That's another great place. And it's just, he's just basic, you know? He just loves to cook and make people happy. And that's what most of these guys are. They just want to make you happy. And if you sit there and eat their food and
enjoy it.
Right. Like the Black Pig up in Sheboygan, Rob Hurey. He's a great guy. And I, every time I go, he's so happy to see me smiling and eating his food. He'd always come up to the table and go, hey, Carol, how are you? How's the food? And I'm like, well, it's delicious. This is great. And it's always humming. Stefano's also. That's another great place up in Sheboygan. If you want to go there. Listen, how much do I know about food?
I was going to say, good gosh, girl, we're going on a road. We're going on a restaurant road trip. That will be sponsored by Civic Media.
Do you need a producer there?
Absolutely. We would have to have a producer along.
Good. I just feel like I need to be there to help.
And do not discount the Joe Bartolottas of the world and how, talk about a regular Joe. Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, that man is down to earth.
He really is. He's so nice. And their restaurante down in Wauwatosa is one of my favorite places. Had the best freaking roast chicken on the planet. There.
Carol has spoken.
Okay. Now we know. Thank you, Carol King.
You're welcome.
All right. We're coming up against the top of the hour news. When we come back, Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life. If you have questions or comments, you can always check in, call and or text at 844-967-2789. Don't go away. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have a big dinner, have a light snack.
the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Mark Remillard.